Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries, and we're talking about who you are in Christ, or how to identify with Christ so you can get your prayers answered, so you can walk in divine health, so you don't have to be sick. So when you pray, you can get things done. Praise the King, praise the King, praise the King. I mean, it never ceases to amaze me the number of times that I get to hear about the great things that God did whenever we pray for people. I mean, wow. It never ceases to amaze me. Just never ceases to amaze me. I worship and praise and thank the King. Wow. Let's come to that mighty God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and worship you and thank you that you're the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And we have this magnificent book, the Owner's Manual, that we can read and study, realizing that you mean everything you say in this book, and nothing is impossible with you in your word. I thank you for this book. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you for the revelation you've given me, and may I use it for your glory. And may you touch the hearts and minds of many other people. May you save and heal and deliver many people through these teachings from your word. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now then, as we've been talking about identifying yourself with Christ, and just like as we this last session, we talked about, you must know that you become a new creature, that the old things are passed away, and you're now not a child or person that's going to serve the devil and live in sin no more, but you're going to live holy and obedient to the Word of God. Well, when you know that, then you begin to realize that as becoming a new creature in Christ, you begin to realize and see the fact that now you realize that Christ came to destroy the works of the devil. Because anybody that lives in sin is still of the devil, the scripture says. So if you see somebody that say they're Christians and they're living in sin every day, make sure what that sin is, whether it's lying or stealing or cheating or fornication or adultery or murder or homosexuality or perversion or whatever it is, if those people continue to live in that lifestyle, they probably never did come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And of course, Jesus also says that if they did make him their Lord and Savior and they go back to that and they live in that, he says, those people, if they die in that sin in a state of unrepentance, they will not come to heaven. They will go to hell. So you don't want to go there. When you realize that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil and that he did it, so now as a child of God, you've been translated out of the kingdom of darkness, or delivered out of the kingdom of darkness and translated into the kingdom of light. You've now become a child of God. And when you get a hold of that, I guarantee that when that becomes a revelation to you, that you are a child of God, you will stop sinning. Sin will be very rare in your life. You will walk in a godly state with God because you'll realize that the forces of darkness have been defeated. Now, when we read that in Colossians, in 1 John 3, we read that Jesus had defeated the forces of darkness. Now, we read that in the last session. We didn't read it this one. But when we did read that and we got a hold of that in 1 John 3:8, that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and we realized that he did destroy the works of the devil. Now then, I'm going to take us to Hebrews 2, and this tells us a little bit more about this. I want you to see what Hebrews 2:12 says, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praises unto thee. Well, now, when you get a hold of what this is talking about, you can understand why he's saying, in the church I will sing praises unto you. It is so easy to praise God and worship him when you realize what he's done for you and the position he has exalted you to. And verse 13 says, and again I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. verse 14, for as much then as the children, he's talking about you and me, are partakers of flesh and blood, that's what we are, he, Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now, I read that a lot of times, and that didn't make any sense to me. When I thought about that, I thought, what does that mean? I mean, you read that. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. That's you and I. We are partakers of flesh and blood. He, Jesus, also himself, likewise, took part of the same. In other words, he had to become flesh and blood. Now, he used to be deity. At one time, he was in heaven, he was deity. And then he came to the earth and he laid down his deity and he became born of a woman, become flesh and blood, just like you and I. So he became a man, just like you and I. And then that through death, in other words, he came to die. Yeah, that's what he came to do. Why? Well, I'll explain that to you in a minute. But through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now then, if God made the earth and he gave it to man, and he gave man dominion over the earth, and told us we were to reign and rule over the earth, and technically speaking, he told us in the book of Psalms that he has, when he made us the gods of this world. The little g. Now, we're not big g's, only one big g, and that's God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But he made us little g, or gods, or lords, over the earth, and we were to reign and rule over the earth, and we had dominion over it, and our allegiance was to be to God the Father, and our dominion was over the earth. He gave this to us as a free gift. Well, the tempter, the devil, Satan, the fallen angel, he also came to this earth, and he came to this earth, well, he wanted to be God, and that's why he got cast out of heaven, because he wanted to be God. So by wanting to be God, he come to this earth being as deceiving and as crafty as he is. He's a crafty critter. That he deceived man, and we transferred our dominion from us to the devil, and our allegiance from God the Father to the devil. And we became children of the devil instead of children of God. Now then, we were children of the devil for 4,000 years. And he killed us. I mean, he done everything he wanted to do. We belong to him. But as the people cried out, finally the Lord, he knew what we had done. He gave us time to see what we had done. He sent his son from heaven as God, became a man, became flesh and blood, just like it said here in Hebrews 2. And then after becoming flesh and blood, he was going to be tempted just like we were. And the devil did come on the scene and put him to the test in every point that he has you and me. But Jesus never sinned, not one time. He walked holy. Well, so what does that mean? So he was here and he didn't sin. But Satan had no claim to him. He's not guilty. He's not broken any laws. Now then, in the system that God laid down, if you don't break a law, the police officers, the executive department, cannot torment you unless you have broken some kind of law. Jesus had broken not one single law, nothing. He didn't break a single law. He was without sin. Now then, if a police officer were to stop you and pull you over to the side of the road and take you to jail or just kill you right there on the side of the road, and you'd not broken a single law, he would be punished. Maybe his life would be taken also. That's exactly what Jesus did. Jesus was innocent. He was free of sin. The scripture tells us that he was tempted in every way as we were, yet without sin. He had no sin. So, when he had no sin, and the devil killed him anyway. Somebody said, the devil didn't kill Jesus. Yes, he did. The devil moved through the human beings on the earth, and those demons inside those people are what brought Jesus to the cross to kill him. Because in 1 Corinthians 2, it says, if the principalities and powers had have known what they were doing, they would have no wise crucified the Son of Glory. So who crucified Jesus? The devil and his demons. How did he do it? Through men. But there was demons inside those men that took control of them because they had control of them through sin, and they were able to take Jesus to the cross and kill him. Now then, by allowing himself to die on the cross, that's how he defeated the devil. He defeated him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Wow. And let's see what happened when he did that. It says in verse 15, and says, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now these people, but you and I are subject to bondage today because we don't know the truth of God's word. There is people living in the same kind of bondage today, even after Jesus came, than as there was before. Why? Because they don't know. They do not know how to identify themselves with Christ. You don't know what he done for you. See, you gain all of this information from the knowledge of the Word of God. When you get a hold of this, you won't live in bondage no more. You won't live in sickness and disease no more. You won't live in sin no more. You will get rid of sin because the Scripture says, for them that continue to sin, as you sin, you're of the devil. You're not of God. But them that are of God, they don't sin. 1 John 5:18, my children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil, and the evil one cannot touch you. This is learning how to identify with Christ. Until you learn who you are and what he did for you and who you are in him and that he's in you and you have power over the enemy and over sin, you'll keep right on sinning. But when you learn what you've got from Christ, you'll stop sinning. You won't go there no more. But it says in verse 16, and after he said in verse 15, he delivered them and set them free from a lifelong bondage. In verse 16, it says, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. In other words, he became a man, right in line with the seed of Abraham. Now then, there's some other things that the Lord did here too, and that we need to know to be able to fully identify ourselves with Christ.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.